Okay, there is good news, but mostly bad news for Uruguay at the World Cup. The good news, the country qualified yesterday for the round of 16. The bad news, Uruguay might be going forward without its best player in a really physical match against Italy. Star striker Luis Suarez appeared to bite his opponent on the shoulder. World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, is investigating the incident and does have the right to sanction Suarez, even though he wasn't penalized during the game for this alleged bite. Joining me now from Recife, Brazil, NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, good morning.
Hi, David.
So this doesn't sound very sportsmanlike. What happened here?
We're all being responsible and saying it appeared a bite happened, as you just said, in the second half as Suarez and Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini were jockeying for position. But replay after replay after replay after replay clearly shows Suarez's head moving down toward Chiellini's shoulder. Then, of course, Chiellini appealed to the referee, pulling his shirt aside to show what he said was a bite mark. Now, there's a photo with clear evidence making the social media rounds. Some have said, be careful, it may be photoshopped, although the Italian coach afterwards said he saw a bite mark. Suarez was quoted as saying in Spanish after the match, things happen on the pitch. We were both in the area. He thrust his shoulder into me. Which, I gotta tell you, David, sounds a little like what my big sister, who I love dearly, would say when she'd punch me and tell our dad his stomach hit my fist. Of course, there's lots of snark on social media. One tweet said Suarez is a great player, but he's got to lay off the Italian food.
that's pretty good. Yeah, I love these claims that the shoulder just happened to come towards my mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, jokes aside here, let's talk a little bit more about Suarez. He does have a history of, let's say, bad behavior, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Those who follow world soccer knew about the history. Those who've just tuned in for this brilliant World Cup only knew Suarez as a marvelously talented goal scorer. But yeah, that history is a bit damning. He has two prior suspensions for biting, one last year, a 10-game ban in 2010, a 7-game ban. Other smudges on his record at the last World Cup in South Africa, he got a red card for a handball to keep Ghana from scoring. He was kicked out, but Uruguay still won the game.
All right, so not even penalized for this apparent bite, we'll use that word, but can FIFA do something to him here?
Well, yeah. FIFA announced late yesterday it started disciplinary proceedings against Suarez. Suarez and Uruguayan Soccer Association reportedly have until 5 p.m. today, local time, and I'm quoting here, to provide their position and any documentary evidence they deem relevant. FIFA's disciplinary code includes Article 77, which says the disciplinary committee can punish serious infringement that have escaped the attention of match officials. They can use video evidence, and earlier this year, FIFA President Sepp Blatter supported that use of video evidence. FIFA can suspend in a case like this up to 2 years, but the longest sanction from a World Cup offense up to now has been 8 games. If FIFA takes action, and there's really, David, going to be howling if it doesn't, it has to be before Saturday when Uruguay plays Colombia in the round of 16.
Okay, we were talking to NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. He's in Brazil covering the World Cup, talking about Uruguay's star Luis Suarez, who's been accused of on-field biting.